Thank you. And Jim, USAID NGOs, success stories.
We work with them all the time. I believe we have a new system that's working very well. It's called FACS. It's a computer that everything is fed into. And the fellow that works with me, Dan Dealey, that's responsible for getting his hands on all this information is just in love with the FACS system now. Anyway, he is downloading all of this information. And the last time he downloaded our cooperating partners, our contractors, grantees for cooperative agreements and grants, there were 170 firms, and most of them were very small amounts of money. And so almost all of the 170, the majority of them are PVOs and NGOs. And so, yes, we use them in many, many places. In Afghanistan, I was using them for construction, which I wouldn't, that isn't a typical way of doing construction. Usually you go through the private sector, because a grant agreement means there's a lot of freedom involved. If you give people money under a grant, they're free to go out and do things. And if you say, I'd like to build these roads, they're free to go out and build roads. But that doesn't mean I can go out and say, I don't like the roads you're building. And so anyway, USAID has many contracting mechanisms, and we use consultants, and we use contractors, and we use cooperative agreements, and we use grant agreements in order to accomplish our business. And if you look at many things, health is probably the biggest thing. I would say primarily PVOs and NGOs. I would say the Global Health AIDS Initiative is probably mostly PVOs and NGOs working. So they play a large role.